Stuart H. Brody reflects on writing his award-winning novel. The 2024 Grateful American Book Prize winner answers questions about his historical fiction novel, Humphrey and Me. When did you decide to write this book, which is historical fiction, but based on your life experiences? I decided to write this book because I saw an opportunity to bring to life my own experience with a famous American politician. The book is based on occurrences in my life more than 50 years ago. I saw great value in looking back and seeing what moved me such a long time ago, and trying to deliver the meaning of this voyage to a new generation of readers. But on a more simplistic level, it was just a story that I had to tell. Writers write the stories that they feel compelled to write. And in my case, I was uniquely situated to write this story about a young boy captivated by the promise of the nobility of political engagement. So, I did. The historical fiction part was done in order to elaborate some of the details. In other words, to increase the drama of historical occurrences. Although much in the book was actually experienced by me, much of it was dramatized, or if you will, fictionalized to make the story more compelling. Why is it so important for young learners to focus on American history and the events and people who shaped our country? It's very important for young learners to focus on American history for the very basic reason that they need to understand where they come from. I would think it's very unsatisfying to just think of yourself as plopping down in this country called the United States, like a Martian from outer space, with no sense of identity, no sense of mission, and no context for fulfilling your life in this very consuming identity called being an American. That may sound theoretical, so let me put it this way: if you don't know where you've come from, it's very difficult to know where you're going. As Americans, we come from an exceptionally unique political heritage. I, for one, and many of the people I know, are highly influenced in the way they look at their responsibilities in the world by being American. The characters in my book reflect that identity, and they try to fulfill the mission that is dictated by that knowledge. In addition to your own personal experiences and recollections, how did you research this book? In many ways, the research for this book was completed simply by my living it. It was based mostly on what I was able to remember as a boy and a young man. I was captivated by my experience with Hubert Humphrey and the meaning of that experience as I proceeded through life. In other words, my experience with Humphrey was like a prism for understanding things that happened to me both politically and personally throughout my life. While that process was going on largely unconsciously, I was also reading everything that came out about him. So, there were a number of biographies, and I've read them all in articles too. I discussed Hubert Humphrey and his legacy with many people, including President Bill Clinton in some depth. I found that across the political spectrum in America, liberals and conservatives alike, really respected Hubert Humphrey in a way that very few people were respected. I realized there was a powerful story in that. I wanted to capture why this man was so respected despite his unabashed liberalism. What was the most surprising thing you learned from your experience writing this book? So what I just mentioned was one of the most surprising things I learned. That many conservatives viewed Hubert Humphrey as worthy of admiration because of his honesty and genuine zeal for ordinary Americans. I think in our country right now, most people believe that politicians don't really have a genuine connection to them, that it's mostly utilitarian just to get their votes, and that what they do mostly is pander to people rather than lead with authentic passion. I think the other thing that was surprising was the power this story still held for me too, despite the passage of more than 50 years. I think people see their lives as linear, one event leading to the next and then to the next. And the culture decorates this progression with a number of conventions like love and marriage and children, making money, retirement and so forth. I'm no different than most people in that respect. But going back to this boyhood experience gave me a chance to break up that linearity, if you will, and construct a more supple narrative about my own life, seeing it differently, not just in linear terms, but as a collection of experiences of infinite personal power to instruct and reevaluate meaning throughout my life. What was your reaction when you found out you had won the 2024 Grateful American Book Prize? I had two reactions when I found out I had won the award. First and foremost was gratitude to the foundation that awarded this prize, and to the extraordinary efforts that David Bruce Smith has made to reach out to young people and engage them in this mystery and power called the United States of America. I think the second thing was simply enjoying the recognition that this book was given by serious people comprising the panel of judges. You see, writers venture off into the wilderness of their own imagination, spending lots of time alone with their thoughts, and wondering inevitably if these thoughts are worthy of rendering for others. That's why recognition is so enlivening. It's the nourishment of writers. That is especially true of this prize because, as the name implies, seeing myself as a grateful American was a whole new lens to view my own experience as one of contribution to my country. So, this prize was both a culmination and an inspiration to continue my journey as a writer. Humphrey and Me, by Stuart H. Brody, was published by Santa Monica Press. The historical fiction novel is loosely based on the author's real-life relationship with Vice President Hubert Humphrey and portrays the often highly emotional journey that comes with embracing our heroes, while set against the backdrop of the tempestuous political eras of the 1960s and 70s.